to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it.
Okay, we are keeping our fingers crossed today, everyone. I am literally praying that Madison stays asleep right now for this podcast episode. We have been just having a day. We're having a day, and this is what commitment looks like, because this podcast is coming out, if you're listening to this in real time, I am recording this the day before it comes out, but I will never miss a Tuesday or Friday episode for you. So we are just getting after it. She was not refusing her nap, so she only slept for like 30 minutes this morning. She usually sleeps for 2 hours, so it's just been one of those, but I'm never using it as an excuse. We are getting it in, and I'm excited to talk to you today. So what we are diving into is egg quality. And let me give you a little backstory first of how this conversation came about. So I got a DM the other day from some woman, and she said, I just got back from a fertility clinic, and they told me to immediately get on IVF as my ovaries and eggs are showing signs of accelerated aging. And then she also told me that the specialist said nothing changes egg quality. This is quotes, right? Quote unquote, exactly what he said. She said, the specialist said nothing changes egg quality. It is what it is. And also supplements are BS. Hold my lemon water, y'all. Y'all? I don't say that. But hold my lemon water, because shit's about to go down. When I received this message, I was like, oh my God, I'm recording a podcast on this. I'm posting a video on TikTok. I'm posting a video on Instagram. Like, if fertility specialists are literally telling people this, we have so much more work in this world that we need to do, because that is the biggest load of shit I've ever fucking heard. Of course your egg quality can change. Of fucking course your egg quality can change. Of course supplements are not bullshit. Are some supplements bullshit? Yeah, 100%. But high quality ones aren't. And do supplements support your egg quality? For sure. So it is absolutely enraging to me that a fertility specialist, quote unquote specialist, is saying that egg quality and ovaries can't change, and that supplements are BS. It's literally infuriating, because that's 100% not true. Your ovaries and your eggs can absolutely change. I've literally seen this hundreds of times, not only in myself, but in my clients. Like, I cannot even handle this. Your ovaries and your eggs are directly impacted by your diet, by your lifestyle, and by your nutrient density. So how would they not change when you change those things? How would they not be negatively impacted if you don't know how to have a diet, a lifestyle, and supplementation to actually support your egg quality? Of course, they're going to age more quickly if you don't actually know that the things that you're doing day in and day out are actually affecting it. If your doctors are telling you that nothing you could do to change it is good, nothing, there's nothing you could do to change it. Like, it's absolutely insane. It doesn't make any sense, because it's false, right? It's not true. Okay. Make it make sense. This doesn't make sense. Okay. So if you have heard that, please know it's bullshit and that it absolutely can change. Okay. Now, it takes about 90 days for your eggs and your ovaries to actually change, which is why when I work with clients one-on-one, the minimum amount of time is 3 months, and most likely when it's more of like a higher touch point one-on-one, it's 4 months. And am I trying to conceive accelerator program? It's 4 months, because it takes about 90 days, 3 months for your eggs and ovaries to change. And I want to also stay with you a little bit longer to make sure we're monitoring it and to see you through that. So I'm not saying that, you know, your egg quality can change overnight. It is going to take time. And of course, it's going to take targeted protocols to actually help them change. And I'm also not saying that eggs don't age. Of course they do, right? Of course they can age. And some people, you know, there are always situations where people are going to need medical intervention at some points. Obviously, I believe in always making the proper diet and lifestyle changes first to not only support your fertility so that you can get pregnant no matter what, so you can get pregnant whether that's, you know, naturally, which is obviously the vibe over here, or with medical interventions being actually successful. When you're making the proper diet, lifestyle, and supplementation changes, it's going to support you no matter what path you take, because medical interventions aren't always 100% accurate. They're not always 100% successful, right? So the whole point of changing your diet and your lifestyle and your supplementation is, of course, with the end goal in mind to naturally get pregnant, but it's also if and when you do maybe have to go the medical intervention route, you're not also doing that for years and months and months and multiple quote unquote failed rounds and all of this. Like, I believe so many women have multiple failed rounds of IUI and IVF because of the same reason that they're not naturally getting pregnant. The root cause of their hormone imbalances is not being addressed, which is why they're not naturally getting pregnant and also why they're having multiple failed rounds. So yes, make the diet and lifestyle changes no matter what path you're going to end up taking, and watch your eggs and ovaries change, okay? And then go fire your doctor and show them the proof. If you're a doctor, your fertility specialist, your endocrinologist, whoever the F it is telling you this, please fire them. You are not required to go and see them or to take their advice, and go find someone who's actually going to support you in what you want to be supported with, because that is absolute bullshit, okay? Now, two ways you can improve your fertility to naturally conceive or to prep for IUI or IVF, because if you are someone, if you're like, Corinne, I've tried everything. I've worked with specialists. I've worked with holistic people on my fertility. Like, you know, you've done all the things. And when I say you've done all the things, I don't mean you've listened to every episode of this podcast. You've read books. You've implemented stuff from Instagram. I mean that you actually worked with an expert in this field who takes a holistic approach, and you've put in the work consistently with them monitoring you for at least 4 months and 5 months even, and there's been no changes. If that is the case, and then you're like, okay, it really feels right for me to go the medical intervention route, whether it's Clomid or Letrozole or IUI, IVF, whatever, it's so important that you are doing proper things first, right? Which obviously, if you've quote unquote tried everything, then you have, okay? Because we want to make sure that you are preparing for IUI, IVF. Now, if you're listening to this and you haven't done quote unquote all the things, and you know what I mean by all the things, I just went over it, please do not just turn to IUI and IVF without proper preparation, because I don't want you to go down this path of multiple failed rounds, because it is really mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially draining. So if you do go that route, you want to make sure that it is, you know, obviously nothing is 100%, but that you have a higher chance of it being successful more quickly than not. Okay, so two things that you could do. Again, whether you are still on your path of naturally conceiving or you're prepping for IUI, IVF, if you're like, Corinne, we've already decided, like, I'm starting it in X amount of time, make sure you're doing these things at least first, okay? Obviously, really not subtle plug, very unsubtle plug. If this is you and you're like, I know I'm going to go the IUI, IVF route, like, and you really want a full breakdown of actually how to prepare yourself for it, this is where the Mind Your Hormones method comes in. Obviously, of course, working together one-on-one as well, but the Mind Your Hormones method, if you are going IUI or IVF, like, this is what you, I don't want to say need to do, but I can't stress enough how helpful the Mind Your Hormones method is going to be for you in feeling mentally and physically stronger going into this process, for boosting your fertility, for supporting the root cause of your hormone imbalances no matter what. Because like I said before, the reason why you aren't naturally getting pregnant, I feel as though it's also the reason why a lot of people don't go through positive, don't have a successful IUI or IVF right away, right? So really lean on that resource. I made it specifically step by step exactly what you can do to address the root cause of your hormone imbalances, so you don't have to keep guessing and you have a roadmap literally in front of you. And by the way, you can use code podcast for 10% off the Mind Your Hormones method, okay? Some of you have been using that and I'm like, oh my God, I love seeing you utilize that code. It's so exciting. So use code podcast for 10% off the Mind Your Hormones method, but highly, highly, highly recommend. Literally can't stress it enough. Okay. Anyway, two things you could do to improve your fertility naturally or to prep for IUI, IVF. Number one, nutrient density, baby. Nutrient density. And obviously, this is also going to support you in changing your egg quality. Okay. That's obviously the whole point of this episode. I mean, I talk about nutrient density all the time, but when we're talking about preparing for IUI or IVF, when we're talking about your egg quality changing, your reproductive system needs an abundant amount of nutrients to function optimally, which is what you want, okay? We need that. And that is so freaking important. Of course, you already know what I'm gonna say. The needed prenatal is the way to go all day freaking long. It's really also important to have proper vitamin D3 supplement for your egg quality. So I love Gut Personal's vitamin D3 plus K2 sunshine drops. You can use code Corinne for needed and for Gut Personal. Those are my top two. Obviously, in the Mind Your Hormones method, there's a whole supplement protocol, all the things for multiple different areas of your health. Like if you're trying to conceive, if you're pregnant, if you're postpartum, like there's different protocols for everything. But these two are really, really one of the top two that I would say for your egg quality, needed prenatal, and the vitamin D3 plus K2 Gut Personal drops. And I would also say if needed has an egg quality, specifically an egg quality supplement that is very high quality. It has forms of the like antioxidants and nutrients you need in absorbable forms that your body can actually absorb, right? Bioavailable forms. So you could check those out too. But that is so, so, so important. Okay. So that's number one. Number two is blood sugar. I sound like a broken record because these two things are so important. So I'm just going to keep talking about them until it's ingrained in everybody's head and until this fertility specialist maybe hears the podcast and is like, oh shit. But your blood sugar, okay? This is the first module in the Mind Your Hormones method because it is so important for your egg quality. I also have a masterclass on blood sugar you could get separate from the Mind Your Hormones method. It is part of it, but you could purchase it separately if you're like, I don't really want a full course, but I really want to work on my blood sugar. You could get that masterclass on its own. I'll put the link for all this in the show notes, but your blood sugar, okay? Things that are going to tank this. No more coffee on an empty stomach. I mean, please, for the love of all things holy, stop doing that, okay? Ideally, no coffee at all, but at least no coffee on an empty stomach, okay? No more skipping meals, not the freaking vibe, and no more intermittent fasting. Those are three things that knock your blood sugar out so freaking quickly. And people are like, oh yeah, I know. But it's like, are you actually making sure you're doing these things consistently? You're not skipping meals. And that could even look like going like 5+ hours between meals. Okay. We need to be eating like every 3.5 to 4 hours. Okay. So skipping meal doesn't look like totally just not eating a meal. Obviously it can look like that, but it could also look like going way too long in between meals, which is really going to mess up your blood sugar. It's going to impact your fertility in such a huge way. So that's something I really want you to focus on. And intermittent fasting, same thing, like in the middle of, from dinner to breakfast, are you going like 14, 15 hours from dinner to breakfast? We really want to keep it around that 12 to 13 hour mark so that we are supporting our blood sugar and we are supporting your fertility. And obviously, you know, I'm going to say eating within 60 minutes of waking up and having protein, fiber, healthy fat combination with all your meals, but especially with that breakfast. I have a free, I'll put all this in the show notes, but I have a free training teaching you how to create hormone balanced meals, which is the one I just talked about, the protein, fiber, and healthy fat combination. And I also have my free Trying to Conceive masterclass too. So the resources that I'm going to put for you in the show notes. Number one, the free hormone balanced meals, how to create them, that training. Number two, my free Trying to Conceive masterclass, which is talking to you about the root causes of infertility, as well as 5 things you could change ASAP to support you in getting pregnant this year. Those are the two free resources I'm going to put in the show notes for you. And then the other two things, I'll put the blood sugar masterclass in there if you're just really interested in diving deep in blood sugar. And then I'll also put the Mind Your Hormones method if you are interested in hopping in, getting that course. You could use code podcast again for 10% off. Okay. So all that's going to be in the show notes for you. What I want you to leave this episode knowing is that no matter what, even if your fertility specialist said egg quality can't change, ovaries can't change, you're just never going to ovulate again, that is bullshit. Okay. There are so many things you could do naturally. I have seen it so many times there. I've worked with women who are trying to conceive for 7 years, get pregnant naturally without any medical intervention, 2 years without any medical intervention, even though their doctor said it would never happen. They've even told them it would never happen with medical interventions, and they've gotten pregnant naturally. Okay. So please borrow the belief from me, from my clients, that this is possible, okay? And that your egg quality can change. It takes about 90 days for that to happen. And obviously you need to be doing the proper things, hence the Mind Your Hormones method, hence working with me or with anybody who is taking a holistic approach that you align with. It doesn't have to be me. Obviously, I just want you to get the support that you want and you deserve and that you're aligned with, because this literally made my blood boil seeing these messages from this woman and her feeling like there was nothing she could do. How powerless. Like, let's feel empowered. Let's know that there's so much you can do. Go fire your doctors. I love you so much. Check out the show notes for all these resources. Please share this with someone who is trying to conceive, like, let's spread this message far and wide. I know there are so many new listeners here, which I'm so grateful for. I love it so much. When you message me, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy you're here. So keep spreading it, keep sharing it. I appreciate you for sharing it with your friends, for sharing on your social media, for messaging me about it, for writing a review. That is such a huge way to help the show get spread to other people. Like, I am so grateful for you for doing all of this and helping me get this message out. I am just so happy to be on this journey with you. I love you so much, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.